Morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Robert Thibodeau, who's the founder of OT. Robert, how you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm good. So let me explain while we're talking. You're actually working for a firm that's evolved over time and is basically running the Fulton Market Design Days Design Show in Chicago, right?
Correct. Yes. So OT is informally the agency that is running Fulton Market Design Days in conjunction with all of the brands in Fulton Market.
And this is, you know, becoming newsworthy this year. Just in the flooring business, you had Tarkett up there, you had JJ Flooring, you had Milliken in a pop-up and Mohawk in a pop-up this year, but they've committed to a big space up there. So four considerable brands that are there. And can you run through the other, I mean, a lot of office furniture brands are there. Tell us who's part of this consortium.
Yeah, so we had 57 brands participate this year, ranging from Miller & Knoll to Technion, to obviously all the flooring brands that you brought up, Human Scale, Allsteel, a couple of new brands that are really trying to break into the market with Furcies coming out of South Korea. So really just the community is growing rapidly. We're also going to be welcoming Steelcase and OFS to the neighborhood for next year. So really, it's kind of turning into a great little party for all the brands to be a part of.
Like, as you mentioned, Steelcase has announced they're moving up there. OFS is moving up there. But on the other side of the coin, Turf has committed to the Mart. So this seems like that there's some bit of collaboration that's continuing to develop here between the Mart and Design Days. Take, for instance, this year, the Show Daily that was at the Mart allowed the brands that were up at Design Days to advertise in the magazine. And also, I think the HIP Awards allowed entries from them. And I hear that that might be happening with Best of Neocon. So there continues to be talks, I guess, between Neocon and Design Days on how to make this all work, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, for the sake of all the brands involved, I think everybody would love for this to be a combined event. You know, I think even from a registration standpoint, I think, you know, visitors would love for this to be a combined event. So, you know, I think everyone in Fulton Market, all of the brands involved still kind of like hold open talks about, you know, if this could ever be a combined event. So, you know, we're gonna keep pushing for that and see how that builds out. And then maybe we can come to some sort of formal agreement and make just a great across Chicago event.
So one of the things that you coordinated this year that was new, you opened a welcome center, which is where the big buses stopped when they ran over from the Mart. And you also coordinated those buses so they picked up right outside of Interfaces headquarters there next to the Mart. So you were running those.
Right.
I think you've probably learned too, you probably need more buses, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think really going back to last year was more of an informal kind of jump start to creating this event that was Design Days. It was let's get the name out there and let's get some branding out there. Let's kind of turn the streets of Fulton magenta. And this year there was a more concerted effort towards really promoting and creating a brand for this. So we went all the way from, you know, website creation, pumping up the socials to make sure, you know, that we were letting people know what was going on, sharing all of the events, transportation, various forms of transportation, whether it be the rickshaws or the buses. So one of the big things that we're still working through with the Mart, right? We didn't want to encroach on any of the Mart's facilities. So we had to find a centralized location for where that bus could pick everyone up. And thankfully, Interface across the street was very welcoming to the idea of us parking those buses out in front of their showroom space. So we thank them for that. And really, River North as a community has been great and kind of understanding what we're trying to do and just kind of helping along the way with anything that they can. So really, that was kind of a best case scenario. You know, you always want to protect if there is rain. So being under the L there gives a little bit of shelter if needed. Plus, you know, you didn't have beating sun waiting down on those lines, but those lines did get very long and we had a better route picked out this year. I think we know that we have to scale up for next year again.
Okay. There's some growing pains for sure. You
Definitely.
Say magenta, that was the color of the Design Days banners over there. When you went over there though, you saw a lot of orange because the color of the registration lanyards were orange, and almost everybody walking the streets over there had the Neocon lanyard on, didn't they?
Yeah, definitely. We love to see it still because obviously, you know, my background is rooted in, you know, 15 years of NeoCon. So, you know, without that event, obviously we wouldn't have any reach, and we wouldn't have the success that we did have. So, you know, that's why we kind of keep saying like we'd really love to see if we could create something that's a merged event here. So we'll see what the future holds.
All right, Robert, thanks for filling us in on who OT is and what's going on with Fulton Market Design Days. Again, been talking to Robert Tivadar, the founder of OT and the coordinator of Fulton Market Design Days, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.